before I talk about small world phenomenon and centralized search, and now I'm going to talk about link analysis, mostly on the web. And okay, I have a couple of comments before starting. And one is that I have been talking to a couple of people that actually do information retrieval, and they're saying, well, you know, this page rank algorithm and these other algorithms for link analysis, they are not really used on search engines. And that's probably true. And the work mostly I'm going to talk about is from 98, and then there is some other work on 2001. Still people teach this in school, and I think it seems as a base of what people do again as the model of what how all this started, because before 98 there was actually search engines were not using link analysis on their search, and I'm sorry that I really don't know exactly how this is really used. I've read about it and it seems that it's somehow used, but I don't know the details. So, giving him the. And also, I'm sorry that some people talk about hits before, so I would have liked to go a little bit more in details. So, what's the problem we have? The problem we have is that we are given a collection of documents on a broad topic. It could be abortion, evolution, movies, Iraq. And we brought. and we perhaps got this document through a text search. And the question is, can we organize these documents in some manner? PageRank offered one of the solutions, and we saw that in a previous talk. And today I'm mostly going to talk about the HITS algorithm. It's called Hypertext Induced Topic Selection. And this is another algorithm, and it was proposed almost at the same time. This was also another Kleinberg paper. You know, I'm a fan of Kleinberg, so I'm just talking about this paper. So why the problem is difficult? So if you have a broad topic queries, you find many relevant pages. So it's too large just for a human to digest that. Some other problems with the text analysis of documents is that you may have a document that is very authoritative in a certain query, like search engine, but search engine do not have search engine written on the website. So basically, if you just do a text analysis, you wouldn't find that query. Some other query could be automobile manufacturers and so on. So by the end of the talk, we're going to see some other problems with related to the link analysis and some other issues that we have here. So again, how we model the web is as a graph. We have page A and page B, and the pages are nodes, and the edges are directed. Directed edges at links, and then we have the following assumptions about. So all the analysis is based on the following assumption: first, that if A has a link to B, that confers an authority to B by the creation of page A, and also we are assuming that the anchor text is basically what is around the link to the page B, describe the page B. So there are a bunch of problems with these two assumptions, and at the end of the talk, by the end of the talk, I'm going to talk about some of them. So, for example, not all the links confer authority, and this problem is getting more and more complicated, especially since people started using link analysis on the web, then spammers started using link analysis to change the ranking of web documents on the web. And now it's even a bigger problem. The anchor text describing a page B, Kendall told us about why this can be dangerous and how we have to be careful about doing that. So So the idea of HITS is that instead of just giving a query, instead of just giving you a ordered list of pages meeting the query, we're going to have two related sets of pages. And the first one is the hub pages. And hubs are just list of good authorities for the subject. For example, you may have Bob's list of cancer-related links, and Bob is going to have a bunch of web pages that he thinks that are good authorities for cancer. For example, one authority could be the American Cancer Society. So again, a good hub is a page that points to many authoritative pages for that topic, and a good authority is a page that is pointed to by many hubs on the topic. And we have here a circular definition that is going to turn into an iterative computation. The main idea of this algorithm is to differentiate between, so if you see this picture on the right, this may be one page that is very popular, like Yahoo and Google, that it just have a lot of in-links. So you want to differentiate a page like that that could come out in any query to something on the left-hand side in which we have a bunch of pages that are related in the sense that they have a lot of in-links, but they are also have a lot of overlap in people that are pointing to them. So the people that point to them are going to be the hubs, and they are going to be the authorities. So you want to find structures like that bipartite graph somehow. And this is our model of what these open authorities should look like. It has a bunch of problems, and I'm going to talk about it later on, but for now, let's try to find that. So on the high-level idea of the algorithm is that you find a base set. I'm going to tell you how to do it in the next slide. And then from that base set, you are that this is query dependent. We're going to identify a small set of hub and authority pages. Note that we're going to see that this algorithm, the way we select this subgraph of the web we are working on is depending on the query, as opposed to the at least the first version of PageRank in which we're talking about the whole web page. There are other versions of PageRank that do something else, but not the one we have been talking about. So how to create this base set? The way they do it is say we have the query browser, and we have a text index of all the pages that have the word browser on them. So this we're going to call this the root set, and then we add pages that either point to pages in the root set, or are pointed to by pages in the root set, and we're going to call this the base set. And this is the idea of how we construct the base set. Typically, a root set is going to have between 200 and 1,000 nodes. And remember, this was in 98, it's more complicated now. And the base set may have up to 5,000 nodes. So how we compute these open authorities scores, we initialize a hub score by one, authority score by one, and we iteratively update hub and authority, and we're going to talk about it in the next slide, how we do that. And after the iterations, we're going to return the highest authorities and the highest hub scores. So the idea is in this kind of picture. Remember, we define a good hub to be a page that points to good authorities. So we're going to define the hub score to be related to the sum of the authorities of the pages it's pointing to, And reversely, we're going to define a good authority, or the authority score, to be related to the sum of the hops score of the pages that I pointed to it. In principle, you want to scale these numbers, otherwise they get too big. And we anyway just want the relative values of the scores. So I'm gonna give a sketch of the proof of why this algorithm converges. People talk about this a little bit before. And in practice, it's very fast. And this is, I think, what I'm gonna do about. This is a result of the algorithm on the query Japan elementary schools. This on the left are the hops, and on the right are the authorities. Notice that there are a bunch of pages in Japanese. So what happened here, if you remember the way the rule said, is
it's very difficult to translate.
I don't know. Actually, maybe it was in Japanese, but the way it's not in some other language. Actually, I didn't check, that was Japanese.
I hope you will.
It's supposed to be
later.
Japanese, okay?
Gibberish.
So how we got these Japanese pages? I mean, remember that the root set, we got it from a text search. So those pages on the root set didn't have these pages in Japanese. It was when we expanded the root set to the base set that we got these pages. So it's interesting that to know that you can get pages regardless of the language of the page content. And this is because after you get all this base set, the algorithm is query independent, so it's just gonna do some kind of link analysis. Gonna work on the graph. Why this should converge? So let's define A to be the adjacency matrix. So if you have n pages in the base set, we are going to have a column and a row that belongs to this page, and we're going to have A, I and J be equal to 1 if page A links to page J in the graph, and 0 otherwise. And note that we saw this before, but note that we can write the authorities and hop score in terms of this matrix A by just saying H is equal to a big A small a, and small a is equal to A transpose H. So if you do a second iteration of that, we get that we get that H is equal to A transpose H, and the same with A. So basically, A, H, and A are eigenvectors of these matrices A transpose or A transpose A. So if we start by an initial vector V, and you remember this vector was the vector of all ones, then at iteration k, we're going to have that the score hk is going to be the unit vector in the direction a transpose to the kv. So why this a transpose to the kv should converge? We know some of this by linear algebra, so let's remind us a couple of results. So now if lambda 1 of m, lambda n of m are the eigenvalues of an n by n matrix, suppose that these eigenvalues are decreasing in order of absolute value, Now suppose that lambda 1 of m and lambda 2 of m are different. It means that one is bigger than the other. And this is not, in general, a big assumption when you have real data sets. Then what that will give you is that you just have one principal eigenvector. Like the subset is just a one-dimensional space, the first eigenvector. And if m is symmetric, that is our case, the initial vector is orthogonal to the principal eigenvector of W1 of m, then the iteration m to the kv will converge to the principal eigenvector. So note that if m is a non-negative matrix, then the principal eigenvector has non-negative entries. And that's going to give us basically the proof, because now we have to apply these results to A transpose or to A transpose A. We have that our initial vector, which is all ones, is not orthogonal to the first eigenvector of these matrices. And so we have the proof of convergence of the algorithm. Okay. So in the previous lecture, like yesterday, Linnaeus was talking about this, and he was saying, well, the Hopf score and the Alfredi score are these eigenvectors, and then in what happens in many practical searches is that you're gonna have maybe different meanings of the same word, and what is gonna happen is that in some cases is that the first eigenvector is gonna give you one community, one of these like bipartite dense subgraph, and then the second eigenvector is gonna have another, maybe it's gonna be another of these communities of web pages related to another topic for the same query. You put the example of Jaguar, who had different meanings. So this is one of the problems that with this algorithm, with the HIT algorithm, is that if you just use it in this way, you're gonna get one answer. And that answer is basically, geometrically, it's gonna be the best subgraph of this network that in general doesn't have to be, basically it depends a lot on your base set. You have to be very careful how you choose your base set to get the right result, and in some cases you don't get it. And there is something called topic drift, and it's given by this basically what the algorithm is actually doing. There are different algorithms that try to basically interpolate between different, like basically such subgraph. This one called Salsa that does better, because basically supposedly have a say Jaguar. Maybe you wanna end up with pages that have different meaning, because in principle we don't know what the person is looking for. So this is one way to fix that problem. Then there are other problems with, so this is called like a super topic problem. Then there are all these problems with like pages that are affiliated and are reinforcing each other. It's a problem of links that you don't want to trust, and it's difficult to deal with that. So basically these affiliated pages don't give any useful information on authorities. And then this is nice paper of Chakravarti et al. That talks about a little bit of the idea that in 98, in a way, the web was a simpler object than what we have right now, because we have a lot of e-commerce going on websites, we have a lot of advertisement, navigation panels. Web pages are much more complicated than what they used to be. So this even posed much more complicated issues on, for example, the HIT algorithm or any other of this kind of algorithms. For example, just something that I wanted to mention about is something called click attacks. It's just one of the problems. And a click attack is basically a collection of sites linking to each other without a semantic reason. So that will pose a really big trouble to a HEAT algorithm like HEAT. Let me show you one of these examples. So for example, suppose you have the query sheets, you will get a page like this, in which you have a bunch of links to interesting pages that, you know, you can buy cheese online, and you can search cheese, blah, 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 and you can have more and more cheese. But so the things on the left look like a very good page, maybe even a very good hub for the query cheese, but then you have this advertisement on the side, on the right. And let me show you how this network would look like. Basically, all of these guys are pointing to each other that way. It's basically a huge advertisement website. So you have cheese.qaz.com, and you have shopqaz.com, and sky, blah, blah. So basically, you have your root set, and it's like contaminated by all these advertisement sites. And hits may get, I mean, if you do this in the right way, every time you get that subgraph, hits is gonna return that instead of anything meaningful for the query. So so what Chakrabarty et al. Did was to so what they were saying is that the model that we have for a website is not just a node; it's something more complicated, and they were talking about basically links that are useful and links that are not useful, and they make a more complicated model how hubs and authorities should propagate. They also were talking about that the idea that hubs and authorities in the original way had this symmetric kind of meaning that he thought wasn't right, and so they tend to address some of these topics and some of these problems. Again, I don't know exactly how really people do it in practice. Probably it's a bunch of different heuristics, so try to get rid of as much as you can of some kind of these problems. Okay, I'm gonna point you to, if you want to know more about the social information networks, John Clymer has a course with a lot of papers. It's very interesting, and my lecture is based mostly on the things that he has there. There is a book of Introduction to Information Retrieval that is also very interesting, and it's just from this year. The book and the slices are very good. And there is also another website on the data mining course at Stanford, which some slides that were very useful. And then the references on different papers that we were talking about. Sorry, I just took 25.